Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question. I need advice from you two, from the listeners, the texters, however, 303-222-5423. I help my wife out sometimes. she puts in a grocery order, right? I'm terrible at doing the groceries because I don't know anything. I can't pick out. I don't know where anything is. I know where like the Little Debbies are. And
It's such a cop-out. Dudes do
it's
that.
It's weaponized incompetence.
It is weaponized.
Figure it out.
It is. It's
I don't know
guys
where
do.
The beans are.
Yeah. Well, it says on the sign that's aisle six.
Big I know, but I don't know what kind, which one she wants, because I don't do any of the cooking. So I don't know what.
Well, then maybe pay a little more attention.
Why? Why?
Do you want to be fed?
No, I want to get fast food, actually.
Oh, my God. What's the words again?
Weaponized incompetence.
Yeah. So you're
I'm not weaponizing anything.
But you're pretend like you're doing the like, oh, my arm hurts, so I can't help kind of thing, just so you don't have to. And it's like, and if I don't get any beans, then it's like, well, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like beans anyways. Why would
okay,
I?
Okay, that was a bad example. It's just
but
the
I
first
guess I'll just go grab Culver's instead. I guess I'll just go grab like what? Like you're trying to find a way to like, oh, I guess we got. It's like I used to do it where it's like, I didn't actually used to do it. At first, I tried to clean, and clean to a guy is different than clean to a woman, and clean to a guy versus a South American woman. Oh my God. If you can't, if it's not hospital clean, you shouldn't even try. And so it wasn't weaponized incompetence. It's just like, I'm never going to live up to your standard. So just you do it.
That's more what I'm at. I'm never going to live up. That's not worth it. So she puts in a grocery order. She can get everything she wants, and I go and pick it up. So that's how I'm able to help her more efficiently, right? I can do the trip, but it just takes forever.
Entire role is just pull up and let somebody bring it out to the car. That's how much you do?
Sometimes I tell her like what we need, you know, if we're low on toilet paper or something.
We need more Pop-Tarts.
It's Little Debbie's for him. Yeah. It's the only thing order he's putting in. We have any more of those cosmic cakes?
Cosmic brownies.
Sorry.
Show some respect.
Do those have the lines in them? Did we ever figure that out?
Yeah, there's if you buy the big box, they don't have the line. Okay. If you buy the regular box, they have the line. I don't know why, but they
a
do.
A line? What do you mean a line?
They're like brake line.
Like a seam in them.
So I
go to pick up the groceries, right? And I pull up, I check in, they bring the groceries out, and I never know, this is my question, I never know if I'm supposed to get out and help them or not, because I see it happen both ways, where people just sit in the car. That's normally what you just pop the trunk, and then they put it in the bags and everything.
Well, if you're sedentary, or there's some, like you have
But I see people hopping out, and I genuinely don't know. Is part of this service for them to just, they bring it out, and that's, they put it in and you leave, or am I being very rude?
I've never done it. So I wouldn't even know how to begin to answer that.
What would you do? What would you think? Like your first time if you've never done it.
I feel like I got to get out.
But then I think it depends on how much stuff I've ordered. If it's only like three bags or so.
So you're just going to hit the trunk pop button and then they do it and then you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because then they go, do you need bags? And you're like, no, the bags are back there. And it feels kind of like.
Oh, what, you're telling them to bag it?
That's interesting.
Yeah, because they have to. They have to bag it either way. Either you purchase bags from them or you have bags in the trunk. So they are bagging it either way.
You just sit up front with your smoking jacket and a little extended pole for your cigarette, and you're like, the bags are back there. Go ahead.
That's exactly
Ring
what
it, me when you're through, Jeeves.
That's exactly what it feels like. But
don't do that.
But I don't want to get out and be the. They're like, what are you doing? Am I supposed to be in there helping them? Or like, how did.
What you should do is get the laundry baskets, put those in your trunk, and then help them laundry unload basket. Into that.
Yep.
So you are supposed to help them.
I would. I feel like I would.
I think I would.
I feel which way
I don't know.
Which way makes you feel the worst?
When I just sit there.
Okay, no, but I'm just saying.
But also I've been there cuz I've been I worked at a grocery store. I was much younger and I like
You're right.
We had to carry things out. That was the rule
and
of the store.
And your boss would be mad if you didn't. Mm-hmm.
No matter how much they had, the most muscular guy with the loaf of bread, sir, I have to carry that out for you. And they would try to be nice. No, it's fine. And it's like, sir,
I'm going to get in trouble if I don't do this.
So I've been on that side of it. And then also I've been putting the stuff in and then the people try to help and it just gets in the way and the stuff ends up spilling. So I need help. Am I being a jerk or am I doing it right?
So we need, what are you looking for? You want just people who do click list or what's it called?
Instacart? No, that one's
delivery.
There's
different things. I forget what Safeways is called.
Yeah, just the pick, the
but
grocery
if you're
pickup.
The people who picked it up. And also if you're like the employees, do you want...
Right.
Costco Jason Momoa.
Yeah. With my weaponized incompetence. Get out there trying to help you.
Text us right now at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.